Good evening. Second Timothy 2:15. I believe that's the right reference. There were, for the last exam, there were 34 A's, 12 of which were perfect 100s, 15 B's, 6 C's, 2 D's, and 1 F. Okay? Y'all got 2 Timothy 2:15? Somebody read it. Is that the one that says study?
Study to show thyself approved.
Study to show thyself approved unto Apostle Thompson.
A workman that needeth not.
Study to show thyself approved unto Dr. Walker. That's not what it says. Say, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, I'm giving you that scripture as a principle of applying yourself here in the school of ministry, because none of these exams are designed to fail you. You know, there are no valedictorians and all of that stuff. That's for secular education. But we want to make sure that you are receiving the information that's being put out in these classes. So there's no reason to make an F unless you didn't study. Now, some are going to get upset. There's no reason to make a D unless you didn't study. Somebody going to get upset. There's no reason to make a C, because, you know, most people want to be average and ordinary. Average. You know what average is? The middle of the pack. It's the top of the weakest and the bottom of the strongest. Because most people just want to do just enough to get by. So pay attention in class. Let's not have that attitude. Apostle Thompson pours out too much for anyone in the school of ministry to disrespect him by not applying themselves. Amen? So I'm saying that because as a student here at Ever Increasing Word Training Center, I didn't just want an A. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss nothing. That's the spirit of excellence. Are you listening? All right. Well, chapter number 4 in your books, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Tonight, we're going to deal with the four realms of prophecy. The four realms of prophecy. Okay, Sarah, let's go.
The scripture clearly indicates that there are various realms of prophetic flow.
That there are various realms of the prophetic flow.
Different degrees of anointing.
Different degrees of the anointing.
Operate in each of these prophetic levels.
Operates in each of these prophetic levels or realms.
The four realms of prophecy are.
The four realms of prophecy are.
The spirit of prophecy.
Number one, the spirit of prophecy.
Mantle.
Which is the Holy Spirit's mantle.
The gift of prophecy.
There is the gift of prophecy, which is the resident gift.
The ministry of the prophet.
And then there is the ministry of the prophet.
The man in function.
That is the man, that's the gift, one of the fivefold ascension gifts that Christ gave to the church. The prophet is man in function. Okay?
The prophecy of scripture.
And then there's the prophecy of scripture, which is also known as the canon of scripture. That is where all prophecy must be judged. All prophecy. You don't get to prophesy without it being judged by the canon of scripture. It must be line upon line, precept upon precept with what the word of God is saying. Okay, thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
And the spirit of prophecy.
The spirit of prophecy.
Testifies to manifested presence.
The spirit of prophecy testifies to the manifested presence
of Jesus in the meeting.
Of Jesus, the head of the church, in the meeting.
The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus.
The presence of Jesus
charges up the meeting.
The presence of Jesus always charges up the meeting because the atmosphere is conducive to him being in charge. Go ahead.
The environment becomes conducive for worship.
The environment becomes conducive for worship.
And a great liberty is felt.
And a great liberty is felt. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what?
Liberty,
freedom. Go ahead, sir.
The spirit of prophecy is the Holy Spirit's mantle.
The spirit of prophecy is the Holy Spirit's mantle.
Of prophetic anointing. Given during the times of worship.
And activation.
Causing the believer to be an instrument.
For prophecy.
Those who do not have the gift of prophecy.
Those who do not have or possess the gift of prophecy.
And also those who are not prophets.
Ministry
of the prophet.
That is the ministry of the prophet.
They cannot prophesy. Unless this prophetic mantle comes upon them.
Unless this prophetic mantle of the Holy Spirit come upon them. In other words, Number one, the Holy Spirit's mantle begins with intimacy, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Paul told the church at Corinth, I thank God I pray in tongues more than ye all. That's a lot of praying in tongues. Are you listening? One of the hallmarks of Apostle Thompson's ministry, he always shares it with us as sons and daughters and people in the school of ministry, as he talks about how often and how regular he prays in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? That's intimacy. You don't get a mantle by having a play date. A mantle comes through consecrate, sanctification, and dedication.
Yes,
it cost Apostle Thompson to manifest what he is. Everybody want it, but are you willing to pay the price for it? Okay, go ahead, sir.
When the Holy Spirit's anointing increases in the service, all can learn to prophesy. One by one. There are three references. Numbers 11. 24 through 30.
Numbers chapter 11, 24 through 31, and y'all get it. Go ahead.
1 Samuel 10:10.
1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 10.
And
1 Samuel chapter number 19, verses 20 through 24. Come on, I told you get Numbers 11. Read. Don't wait on him, any one of y'all. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord.
Also he gathered the 70 elders of the people.
And he stationed them around the tent.
Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses. And he took of the spirit
that was upon Moses
and placed him upon the 70 elders. And when the Spirit of God rested upon them, they what?
Prophesied. They prophesied. Oftentimes when you come into the presence of a real prophet, thank you for your enthusiasm, the atmosphere becomes conducive to prophesy. Now, God took off the spirit of Moses and put it upon those 70 elders, and they did prophesy. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
But they did not do it again.
Now, you reading King James Version?
No.
I didn't think so. Somebody say, how you know that? From reading. It's all good. That's in New King James Version?
It's the one in the book. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. That's the one in the book. Okay. Yeah, they don't. They he don't. See, I'm like Apostle Thompson. I love Betsy. That's they say it's broken English, but what I find with a lot of translations is they try to modernize the King James Version, and oftentimes I find that they detract from the original meaning, and I can almost tell the minute I hear it. But that's okay. Y'all read those other references. We got more territory to cover. Go ahead, sir.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy.
This resident gift.
Notice it. Notice the term. This resident gift
within
a believer
who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
This resident gift is in a believer who's what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a bunch of people that think once you get saved, you got all the Holy Spirit you need. But let me tell you, number one, when you're first saved, are you listening? That's the well of water. See, we have a lot of erroneous teaching. You know, some people believe that if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. Well, the Bible don't sanctify that. Are you listening? See, you must first be born of the Spirit. That's the well of water. Are you listening? Then, after you are born of the Spirit, are you listening? There's a deeper dimension called being filled with the Spirit. Are you listening? Now, once you are filled with the Spirit, now you got that resident gift on the inside of you as you develop it. And let me tell you why. Because in every instance in the Bible where it talks about men and women being filled with the Spirit, the next phrase is, and they prophesied. Are you listening? Okay, let's get back. The resident gift.
The resident gift of prophecy.
The resident gift of prophecy
is one of the supernatural manifestations.
Is one of the supernatural manifestations
of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit
through the believer.
Through the believer.
The one who possesses this gift.
The one who possesses this gift
needs only to stir up his spirit.
Needs only to stir up his spirit.
Or let his spirit be stirred up.
Or let his spirit be stirred up
before he begins to prophesy.
Before he begins to prophesy. So you have the ability to store up the gift. Are you listening? The spirit of the prophet is always subject to the prophet. You have, you know, people try to make speaking in tongues like it's all, you know, spiritual and everything. You hear everything you're saying when you're speaking in tongues. So it's okay if you, I mean, you. How do babies end up talking in English? Huh? How do babies end up talking in English? From the time they're conceived in the womb, they're listening to voices. And I submit unto you, the language that you speak is the language that they're hearing. Are you listening? When they come out, their vocal cords are not developed enough for them to tell you that ba 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 ba. That's not because a baby dumb. That's because the vocal cords aren't developed enough to spit that language out. But now them rascals are coming out early enough. Are you listening? Yeah, they're coming out there looking at you. Are you listening? Well, it's no different when you receive your heavenly prayer language. The more you pray in the spirit, you hear yourself. So you can go it on and start out. You may start out in the flesh, but you'll end up in the spirit. Are y'all following what I'm saying? That's why it's important for every believer, every child of God, to desire to be filled with the Spirit. Because the gift is available to all the children. It don't matter what your denomination is. Acts 2:38, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, talking to the Jews that were present there, to your children, talking about their seed, their descendants, and then he used the term, and to as many as are afar off. Now, if you study the scripture, that's talking about the Gentiles. So the pouring out of the Spirit was for both Jew and Gentile. And you find in Acts chapter number 10, when God sent Peter to Cornelius' house, talk to me. After Peter preached to them, the Bible say, while he yet spake. It wasn't no tarrying service going on here. The Bible say, while he yet spake. They didn't get a chance to go to Romans chapter 10 and read verses 8, 9, and 10. They didn't have time for that. The Bible say, when they heard Peter preach, Are you listening? They believe from the heart, and that same Holy Spirit that fell upon them on the day of Pentecost came upon those Gentile converts. And Peter said, the reason I know is because I heard them speak, and I heard them speak in tongues. It happened to them just like it happened to us from the beginning. Who are we to resist God? So all these denominations that are trying to block people out, shut people out, and tell them they can't speak in tongues, they're causing people to miss their whole life. Okay, go ahead, sir.
He is not dependent on the external atmosphere.
See, the one with the resident gift is not dependent upon the external atmosphere.
Or a conducive environment to prophesy.
In other words, because he's filled with the Spirit, he spends time with the Spirit. Are you listening?
Yes.
It ain't hard to get stirred up.
Right.
You know, you just watch. Go ahead.
When the corporate anointing level
of the congregation
is going downhill, the believer by virtue of his gifting
or his development in the resident gift.
Can let the Holy Spirit stir his spirit. And rise up in the presence of God. To get a clear word from God.
In other words, you'll ascend right through all of that mess. Mm-hmm. I've seen Apostle Thompson do it over and over and over again. He go in the atmospheres and it just don't look like nobody won't do nothing. And he'll fumble as he say and stumble around. But oh my goodness. When the bunny bread hit. Y'all caught that? When the bunny bread hit. Somebody say, what that mean, Dr. Walker? Down here, there's a place called Bunny Bread. It's called that fresh scent. You'll know if you pass by. It'll make you want to eat. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Then when they exercise their faith, he can move straight into the prophetic flow.
See, in order to move in the prophetic flow, you got to exercise faith, children. Can't be worried about missing it. Go ahead, sir.
The one who possesses the resident gift. Prophesies more regularly or more frequently. Because he's not dependent upon the external atmosphere. Or environment.
Y'all understand that? Yeah. See, when you're in a corporate service, the Holy Spirit can come upon anybody, even people who don't have or are not filled with the Spirit. I don't know why you think you have to speak in tongues to prophesy. The Bible never said that. When the Spirit of the Lord came up on them. Are you listening? Y'all ever read where Pilate prophesied? What church he went to? Was he Pentecostal? Because y'all know we got some stuff out here we got to deal with.
Right.
I didn't know you could be Pentecostal. I thought that there was the day of Pentecost.
Right.
But now we Pentecostal. Well, then why don't all of y'all become 4th of July? Go ahead, sir.
Ministry of the prophet.
Now, let's talk about the ministry of the prophet.
The prophetic ministry. It's not an office.
The prophetic ministry is not an office,
but it's rather a ministry. Because an office comes by what?
An appointment.
Whereas a ministry comes through a call of God.
So that's why, I know somebody's going to get mad with me. Look, if you got this title, don't get upset with Dr. Walker. He didn't make it up, but bishop is not a fivefold ascension gift. Shundai. Jesus, the Bible didn't say, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Then it goes on to say, and he gave some bishops and some elders and some deacons. Oh, he didn't say that? Okay, then how does a bishop in our generation supersedes or is above the ministry gift of an apostle, which is a foundational gift? How come the bishop is greater than the prophet? Y'all not talking to me up in here. Because men have set up denominations and have given out titles to make people important. But in order for you to stand in one of these fivefold ministry office, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, those five ascension gifts make up the one Lord Jesus Christ. Are you listening? So he gave gifts unto men. Jesus gave the ascension gifts, and God set them in the church in the order that he wanted to build it. Don't forget that. Jesus gave the gifts. God did the setting. Are you listening? If you think of a diamond ring, ladies have diamond rings and they have that center stone, right? Huh? That, I'm not talking about a chip. I say a center stone. Are you listening? There's a setting. You can have a setting with one big stone and four off to the side. Are you listening? Jesus can give five diamonds, but God does the setting. And the first one, apostle. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, gifts of healing, working of miracles. Now that's the office of the evangelist. Then you have helps and governments. Who is that? That's pastoral capacity. So don't get confused. The two lists are not different. One has to do what Jesus gave. The other one has to do with God setting. Are you listening?
Yes.
And the importance is based upon how they are set. The apostle is first in authority, first in rank. Hey, you can't get rid of it. You can't bypass Apostle Thompson and try to get something that you're not going to get it, because you have to receive him as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like you would do Paul if he was here. Because you have to be called to be an apostle. You have to be called to be a prophet. Nobody can call you out the audience and say, the Lord ain't saying nothing. The head of the church is calling. Okay, thank you for your enthusiasm. Now you mad at me. Okay, go ahead.
The two leadership offices. In the New Testament church. One is the elder. And the other one is the deacon. These offices are appointed
by men.
They can be anointed, but they are set aside by men.
An elder and a deacon functioning under apostolic government can be anointed, can carry out, talk to me. But it's just like when you are serving someone. If you really get connected to them, what's upon them will get on you.
Yes,
greatest compliment of any young preacher is for somebody to tell you they can see your father in your teaching, the way you carry yourself, and the way you conduct yourself.
Amen.
That's okay. Go ahead, sir. The fivefold ministry
is God's call. Anointed and approved.
God's called, God's anointed, and God's approved. Go ahead.
It's not ordained of men. Or appointed by men.
They're not appointed by men. Prophets are not ordained of men,
yes,
nor appointed of men. I love how Paul testified. Paul said, I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel that I preach is not after man. I wasn't taught it by man. I didn't learn it from a man, but the head of the church.
Yes.
The one who separated me from my mother's womb. That's the one who I heard his voice. He's the one say, you talking about the God of testimony. Paul said, I don't deserve to be no apostle. I was trying to kill half them church members. And then God has a sense of humor. God said, all that persecution you did to the church, wonderful. I was just letting you see what your ministry was going to be. Because the same folks you persecuted, these same, they're going to come back and persecute you, leave you for shipwreck, stone you 3-4 times. Hello, somebody. Go ahead, sir.
Men only recognize the gift. And calling of God. In the person. And find appropriate ways
to release them into function. Ephesians 4:11
tells us that the ministry gifts
of Christ
are gifts of men
to the whole body of Christ. In other words, Apostle Thompson is not just for Word of Life Christian Center. God didn't call him to be an apostle of Word of Life Christian Center. He's an apostle of Jesus Christ. Are you listening? He is a kingdom gift, and the church is in the kingdom. The church is not the kingdom. Are you listening? The church can advance the kingdom because that's the vehicle that God uses. Are you listening? So that makes him not only a representative of a kingdom and a gift to the church, but he's for the whole body. You listening? So you can't come to the school of ministry and be all concerned about somebody else. Oh, Jesus. You got to love him, is my point. Don't come trying to just get some little material from the school. Get him. Then you can get the rest. Go ahead, sir.
These men and women
are gifts to the church.
And they are Christ's ascension gifts.
To the church.
Reference Ephesians 4, chapter 7 through 11.
Verse. Ephesians chapter number 4, verses 7 through 11.
The prophet reveals
Christ the prophet.
And the New Testament pastor reveals
Christ the shepherd.
Though a part of his kingdom authority
and rulership.
They are also called what?
Governmental ministries. You understand? See, in this school of ministry, we're learning about the apostolic. You know, people like to get caught up on terms. No, we're not talking about an apostolic religion where you got to baptize in a certain name. No, we're not talking about all that. No. We're not talking about that. Don't get offended. Don't get off-ended. Hear what I'm saying. The apostolic has to do with government. God's heaven to earth government. When you study the scriptures, you will find that Jesus, after Peter received the revelation, Matthew 16:13 to the end of the chapter, you read it. When Peter received the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus said to him, Simon Barjona, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Are you listening? And I also say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the rock of what? Revelation. What? I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So in building his church, what is the most important thing when you're about to put up a building? Thank you. If you would have said the walls, I'd have came out there and slapped you, but no, I wouldn't do that because you know. Okay. Foundation. You know, you can't build, you can, if the foundation not right, the building not coming out right. Are you listening? So apostles and prophets are the foundation. The church, attorney, you look at Ephesians 2:20. The church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the what? Chief cornerstone. Why is he the chief cornerstone? Because he occupied all fivefold ministry gifts. Yeah, read your own Bible. He's called the apostle of our confession and faith. You know he was a prophet. Because Jesus, God said, a prophet like unto Moses I'm going to raise up. Are you listening? Yeah. He did the signs of an evangelist, signs, wonders, and miracles. He went preached everywhere. Everywhere he preached, there ain't no gospel without power. Right. And evangelists just don't preach. Philip the evangelist. Acts chapter 8. You read it when you get a minute. He went down and preached Christ. But in the meantime, signs, wonders, and miracles were done.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Yeah. But then there's another level to go to. Are you listening? When it came time for those believers to be filled with the Holy Spirit, after he preached Christ to them, after they believed, he sent back to the head office, say, I need them apostles.
Yeah, that's right.
See, we've been operating on 2 gears. The pastor and the teacher, maybe 3 gears. Pastor, the evangelist, and teacher, pet. We need all 5. God don't want us to be a pet. He calls us to cause a revolution. Okay, go ahead, sir.
They are instrumental in building.
They are instrumental in building.
Establishing. Maturing and perfecting the church. Without the ministry gifts. The purpose of the church. Will not be fully realized. The ministry gifts. Equip the believers. And help release them into ministerial functions.
Are you listening?
Yes.
See, in the book of the Acts of the Apostle, you find it saying they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Don't let that clock get out on me up there, son. Huh? Okay. Are you listening?
Yes.
They continued steadfastly. Notice this. In the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. It didn't say the prophet.
Yes, sir.
It didn't say the evangelist, it didn't say the pastor, and it didn't say the teaching. Because heaven to earth government begins with the apostle. The apostle, Jesus trained 12 men. Guess who they were? All apostles. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Are you listening? The other ministry gifts would flow out of that vein. Are you listening? So in the early church, they continued in fellowship with the apostles. When things came up, it was the apostles who prayed and fasted and ministered to God. And when they got direction from heaven, they dealt with the people. So you will find that the church was built or established exactly as God had said. Apostles first. Secondarily, prophets. You read Acts 13. And there were in the church certain prophets and teachers. Hello. I'm just trying to show you. It's how the church was developed. Jesus is the head of the church. And Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. And they're not going to be afraid of the devil. They're not going to have devil prayer meetings. That's not apostolic. That's apathetic. Go ahead, sir. Without the ministry gifts, the purpose of the church
will not be fully realized. The
ministry gifts
equip the believers and help release them into ministerial function. The prophecy of scripture. The fourth realm of prophecy.
Is the prophecy of Scripture. It is the spoken revelations of God
in times past
Become the authoritative canon of Scriptures. Is the highest and the purest form
of communication from God.
Or we can say prophecy. You want somebody read the Bible? It prophesied to you all day long. Go ahead. This level of revelation
is the direct inspiration. Of the Holy Spirit.
It is inerrant. That means it's not capable of error, and it's infallible. Are you listening? Now, 2 Timothy 3:16. Huh?
Yes, sir.
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for, write this down, you might see it on the test, profitable for doctrine. What is doctrine? The established order of God. It's profitable for what? For doctrine? For what else? Reproof? What is reproof? the dismantling of erroneous thinking. Are you listening? In the church, you got to get rid of a whole lot of junk that people were taught, that the Bible didn't say. I don't care what mama said. I've heard them say, the scripture say birds of a feather flock together. I ain't never read that. I've heard them say, the Bible says, sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes you level, that's a good rhyme, but I ain't never read, okay. You understand what I'm saying, right? Okay, what's good for the goose? It's good for the gander. The Bible don't even say that, but it's okay. All right, the Bible is also profitable for doctrine, the established order of God, for reproof, the dismantling of what? Erroneous thinking, for correction, which is the assimilation of truth in your thought process. If your thinking ain't lining with the words, you got to throw it out. Then finally, it's profitable for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Instruction is what? Is the instruction is the systematic application of God's word in your life. So there you have them. You have doctrine, you have reproof, you have correction, you have instruction. That's it, sir. Read, hurry up.
The prophecy of Scripture is no longer given today. God is no longer adding to his written
word. The other three levels of prophecy
must be judged on the basis of the prophecy of Scripture.
Or the canon of Scripture.
First Corinthians 14, 37.
That's it. Okay. Read chapter number 5 in your books.